In honor of the passing of Rick Ocasek and the late Ben Orr, we count down the top 10 songs by the Cars. And we're also going to be talking about the band's biography as well as the lives of Rick and Ben. You shall be missed. Stick around.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Ludini Rock and Roll Circus coming back at you. Our website is LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Some cool things are afoot, so keep checking the website. Some new affiliate things are going to be happening. You guys are going to be able to support the show by buying things that you're already buying and stuff that you already like. So I will keep you guys in abreast. Lily, of that situation. So stick around. LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. You can catch up on all the podcasts. Everything is there. And all the links to everything as well. Like, sometimes you guys, you know, you listen on Spotify, you listen on Apple Music, you listen on Rock Rage Radio. Thank you, Rock Rage Radio. They are an affiliate. You listen on Classic 92. You can find, it's like our hub right there. At LudiniRockandRollCircus.com, all the jumping off places to all the cool stuff. If you'd like to participate with us in a little more meaningful way, you want to get behind the scenes, you want to get to hang out with some really cool people, you want to go to LouLombardiRocks.com. That is our private Facebook group. And there's a, even if you don't like Facebook, you'll like this. You're like, I don't like Facebook. I don't like Facebook either, quite frankly. But this is really cool because there's nobody's like yelling about politics or social justice or any of that garbage. We are just talking about music, supporting each other, spreading things around. Now there's like even kind of like a little bit of a gig exchange going on. Guys are talking about, you know, there's a lot of musicians in there as well. It's but you don't have to be a musician to join. It's just a really cool place for people who are really passionate about great guitar driven rock. And you can get that at LouLombardiRocks.com. And we will be doing a live after this where you get to hear the real dirty jokes. And you never know what might come out of Lily's mouth. Or go into her mouth. Did I say that loud? All right, everybody. My co-host tonight is the lovely and talented Miss Lily Von Six. Lily, what is going on? Speak to me, sweet pea.
Speak to you. Well, I, as you know, even though you weren't there, I went to Fuel on Saturday.
Feel and fuddle.
At the Meadows Casino, so it was close to home, fun show. Of course, there was a jackass in the crowd that yelled Freebird.
No, there's no jackasses in the crowd.
There's always a jackass in the crowd. But that was a good time. I took my sister. We partied it up, had a great time. The casino, though, I'm telling you what, is bleak. Half the machines are down. No restaurants are open. They're like remodeling, but it's awful.
I thought maybe it was like, you know, I thought maybe the apocalypse was happening.
No. Wouldn't that be something, though?
That'd be cool. Apocalypses are cool.
But we can talk about what I'm doing this weekend later, because it's a full weekend of things, activities. But nothing during the week this time. Taking it easy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay, so Lily has some cool stuff coming up, and we'll mix that in a little bit later on. We are going to get into the topic here in a minute. I always like to start with a band, though, first, because the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus brings you some of the most awesome rock and roll that you're not really hearing anyplace else, or very few other places. So tonight you're going to hear bands like American Bombshell, Bad Marriage, which I give Bad Marriage the Ludini Award 2019 greatest band name of any band we have played on the show. Bad Marriage. Awesome band name. Transcendence.
Love them.
They're a great band, but it's the Pittsburgh Transcendence.
There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of Transcendence things that are happening out there. And I'm going to play my track as well, Where Have All the Acid Queens Gone? We'll close out with that. But this is, this is such a cool jam. This is American Bombshell. It's called Money on the Liquor. Stick around, guys. We're going to be talking about the Cars and Rick Ocasek when we come back. American Liquor, that's not bad. Money on the Liquor by American Bombshell on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My money, Lily, my money is on the liquor.
Yeah, no shit.
That's not all that's on the liquor. I hear that there's liquor in the front, poker in the rear. Or is it poker in the front, liquor
in the
rear?
It could be both. It could be both.
Either way,
depending on what you like.
See, you wouldn't know these things, guys, if you didn't listen, if you didn't computer, if you didn't listen to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Yes.
Not every girl will order that, though. Just saying.
They order that. Excuse me.
It's not always on the menu.
I'll have the liquor in the front, please. Hold the poker in the rear, though. I'm a little incontinent today.
We're not all open to that.
Do you ever get incontinent? Never mind. So speaking of incontinence, we are talking about the cars. And I love the cars. I have specific memories, like fun memories from my youth surrounding
the cars
songs. Different cars songs of, you know, jumped out at, you know, at different times. Just real quick, my best friend's girl.
That sounds like a good start to a story.
My
buddy, don't know what that means.
My buddy Steve and I, he had bought their greatest hits, and or maybe he had the album, the first album. I'm not sure what it was, but he was like, you got to check this. Have you ever really listened to the solo on My Best Friend's Girl? I'm like, he says, it's this really cool kind of like finger picking rockabilly thing. And I had just never really noticed it about how awesome of a guitar solo it was. So, you know, this guy was a buddy of mine. We were both into music. He was a keyboard player. You know, we played together and stuff like that as when we were kids. And it's just a kind of a good memory. Cruising the South Park for Chicks with Cruising in Stereo blasting out of my buddy GC's Mustang. We're literally cruising. Me, Rick, and GC. We're in the car going real slow through the park, you know. And the girls are like waving at him. We're moving in stereo. It's just like bum, 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 ba, ba, just blasting. Just some fun memories with the cars. And I was telling Lily while the song was playing that I was doing, as I was researching for today's show, there is a I found some websites with listing all the Cars songs, and I couldn't believe how many songs there's I had sort of forgotten about. They did, you know. It's like if you guys ever saw the Peter Bogdanovich documentary about Tom Petty, you watch that and you go like, oh my god, I forgot how many hit songs Tom Petty had. The Cars the same way, just like hit after hit after hit, great tunes. They don't write them like that anymore. So anyway, so love the Cars, and I'm really excited. This is the first time we've ever, in the history of the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, done anything about the Cars, and it took the death of Rick Ocasek to precipitate that. So you know, there's always a silver lining. So, what do you want to start with? Do you want to talk a little bit about the Cars, or do you want to get into some of the songs? Well, how do you want to start?
Let's talk about the Cars a little bit first.
Okay, go ahead, because Lily's all about the, she's a resident rock historian here.
Whatever you want to call me. Well, I've never had the pleasure of seeing the Cars, so that's unfortunate, but I do like them. They sort of like remind me of old 80s movies that I love because of the music. But anyway, about the history here. American rock band who originated in Boston in 76 with singer-songwriter and guitarist Rick Ocasek, bassist and singer Benjamin Orr, lead guitarist Elliot Easton, keyboardist Greg Hawkes, drummer David Robinson. They are described as the new wave and power pop, and they were actually at the forefront of the emerging guitar rock with the new synthesizer pop that was becoming popular. And it actually flourished in the 80s that we've heard many bands before, but they were sort of like right at the front of that. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2018, so last year. And this was actually the final performance with Rick Ocasek, who we all know just passed a few days ago, as you said. And the band's name was suggested by David Robinson, and it stuck. Never gave a reason why that I saw. So if you know a reason why, go for it. But I don't know. Couldn't find it. But they have 7 studio albums. It's very danceable music. Like, I really like, and you know that's my thing. I like to dance. So, like, dancing around. And Rick's voice is very distinct. You know when it's a Cars song when you hear it. So. That's it. That's
The band, what a lot of people don't realize is the band has 2 lead singers.
Yeah.
Benjamin Orr also sang. I think Benjamin Orr sang their biggest song.
He did.
And it's very interesting. And Scott Paulson is a brother in arms, a great rock and roll DJ from Pittsburgh. But in memory of Rick Ocasek, he quoted lyrics from Drive, which is a Benjamin Orr song.
Right.
But, yeah, you know, hey, it's all in the name
it's
of rock
okay.
and roll. But I think a lot of people don't completely realize that. Benjamin Orr's voice is more of the he has a more pop, it's like standard pop kind of voice. So when you listen to Drive, that sounds like a kind of standard pop kind of timbre that you would hear, you know.
And they were like one of those bands that never got in trouble for like anything.
But Rick Ocasek's voice, as Lily said, is very distinctive.
Yeah.
And the whole band is kind of like that. Most of their songs, within a few seconds, even without the singing, you pretty much know it's the Cars. There's a certain vibe, certain drum sound, certain way. And they were at the forefront of this sort of like bringing this sort of, you know, playing around with synthesizers.
The
and
new
things
wave.
Like that. However, I think that their sound is a lot warmer and a lot more heavy guitar than a lot of what I associate with new wave, like later on in the 80s. So that's one of the things that makes them very distinctive. And if I just did a cool video on Good Times Roll the other day, and you can find it at LouLombardiRocks.com, where I sort of gave you guys a lowdown on that song. So Rick Ocasek, do you want to talk about Rick, or do you want to get into the mute songs?
I can talk about Rick.
Let's talk about Rick.
I got shit here.
Rick shit. We have Rick shit.
Well, I don't have Rick shit. That's odd. Where is my Rick stuff? There it is. Full name was Richard Theodore Ott Kasich. Born in 1944 in Baltimore, Maryland. He met Ben Orr in Cleveland, Ohio in 65, where he went to see the band The Grasshoppers, and later with the others founded the band The Cars. He had a
sex change
solo career with 7 albums as well.
His original name was Rita.
So. My God. Not only was he the lead vocalist in the band, he's also a painter, and he had a cameo as a beatnik painter in the film Hairspray. If anybody's seen that, there's a lot of cameos in that movie. He's been married 3 times. His last wife is actually one of my favorite supermodels ever, is Paulina Poroskova. It's his third wife from 1989, and they separated in 2018. They actually met during the filming for the song Drive, and she was 18 at the time.
Oh, my.
Yes. He has 6 sons, 2 to each wife that he's had. I don't care about the other wives because they're not, you know, as famous as Paulina, so I didn't bother to get their names at all. But he was found dead at his New York City home by Paulina of natural causes. And actually, I gave the year of his birth, but no one's actually sure of his exact age because even the coroner couldn't tell. He could be between 70 and 75. So they weren't sure how old he was when he died.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
A little bit of a mystery man, right? There, that Rick Ocasek. Very interesting look.
Yes, he was very fashionable. Very fashionable. It's probably why Paulina loved him. So
why don't we go ahead and we'll talk about Benjamin. We'll come back after our song and we'll get into a little bit about Benjamin Orr a little bit later on. So let's get into our countdown here of the greatest, the top 10. And I think we have an honorable mention because I don't think we could stick to 10 with this band.
I couldn't. I couldn't do it.
So let's go ahead and what do we got? What do you got for number 10 or whatever?
Well, my honorable mention is You Are the Girl. It's actually from their 6th studio album, Door to Door. Released as a single in 87, reached number 17 spot on the charts. This is where Ocasek and Orr actually share the vocals. The song's supposed to be about an ex. And they performed it at the 1987 MTV Video Music Awards. And the video was directed by John Waters, who directed Hairspray.
That would not surprise me. Makes right? sense, yeah.
And this was the band's last top 40 hit. Now, I don't have actual reasons why I like these songs. This is just a sort of order of how I like the songs. So I can't really give a reason why I like it. I just sort of like it, and I hate
this
to say it that way.
This is the order as it was handed down by God. So you can, if you want to argue with God.
And actually, I'm not going to sit here and type to Billy Altman. Billy Altman, yeah, I know that said he was 71 and died of cancer. No, he didn't die of cancer. He died of natural causes, and it just came out in the news that they don't know his age. So you actually don't know more than me. Read some things.
Billy, you just got a spanking from Mistress Lily.
Literally just came out yesterday, buddy, so don't F with me.
Okay, so what do you got? What's next on your
list? My number 10 now is Why Can't I Have You from the fifth studio album, Heartbeat City. I actually think I have a lot of picks off of this album. Of course, it's a ballad, which is the actual reason I like it, because as we all know, I'm a sucker for ballads, which I don't tell too many people, except for everybody who listens to my podcast, or your podcast and my radio show. So, but it reached number 33 on the charts, and it was the final single from that album.
Okay, why can't... So far, I don't know either one of these songs.
Yes, you do. If you heard them, you'd know them.
Okay, what do you got? Please have something that I know.
Think It Over. You don't know that one either. Damn. Wow. Released on the fourth studio album, Shake It Up, which I think was one of their most popular albums. It actually... Okay, so this is why you don't know this one. This actually did not make a dent in the charts at all and was also not released in America. I just know it from the album because I have the album at home. But like most of the Car songs, it's poppy and snappy, and I think it deserves to be on the list. So
okay. We're going to give you one more.
One more? Since You're Gone. Do you know that one? Released as a second single on the fourth album, Shake It Up, reached number 41 on the charts. It received great praise from critics and fans alike because, again, of its poppiness and snappiness.
You don't have anything like Good Times Roll?
We're getting good on.
Or Stary, Moving
That's to Stary. We're going closer to the top of the list.
God. All right, here, we're going to play another band. I'm going to try to get control of my podcast again.
See? They come out now.
Okay, here we go. Okay. I was getting nervous.
These are the ones that made the bottom of my list.
Nervous. I'm getting a little nervous. All right. Sorry about that outburst. Lord, I apologize. This is Bad Marriage on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Shut away, not the back down. Now I'm on this killing.
I think he's the devil.
Nah.
Diablo from Bad Marriage. And let me go ahead. I did not mention we played American Bombshell before that, and their website's AmericanBombshell.net. Bad Marriage is BadMarriageMusic.com.
That's easy to remember.
Yeah, Diablo, oh, great tune. I just freaking love that song. Let's talk about our the other lead singer in Da Cars.
Da Bears.
And see, you want to talk about Cars? We're going to talk about Ben.
Talk about Ben. Benny. Benjamin Orr.
Ben Orr, and say that is not his real last name.
He was born Benjamin Orzechowski.
Orzechowski.
Doesn't that sound so exotic? I love it.
That's a good, ethnic name. You know, probably good. You know,
nice
Eastern
Polish
European
boy.
Polish family. You know, from Ohio.
Yes,
I believe. Yeah.
Lakewood, Ohio, in 1947. Bassist, singer, and co-founder of the Cars. He also had a solo hit with "Stay the Night" on his album "The Lace." He actually was not only proficient in bass and singing, he could play the guitar, keyboards, and drums, in addition to all that. And his band, the Grasshoppers, were the house band on the Big Five show, which, if you don't know what that is, it's a syndicated musical variety show in Cleveland, Ohio, or was.
Well, Lakewood is a suburb
yes.
of Cleveland, yeah.
Right. The Grasshoppers disbanded due to two of the members being drafted into the Army, and later, actually, Ben was drafted as well, but he only had to stay for so long, and
he
I can't remember
why. He was
given a
deferment.
Okay, there you go. He was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in 2000, but he did continue to perform with the band Big People throughout that summer. His final public appearance was September 27, 2000 in a Big People show in Anchorage, Alaska. He died at his home in Atlanta on October 4th, 2000 at age 53. And he does have one son, Ben. Not the six sons that Rick has. He has one boy. But yes, he was super hot. I didn't realize
very handsome
how
man.
Attractive the man was.
Very handsome man. That freaking pancreatic cancer, man. That'll
get you every time.
That gets you quick. You don't usually when you're diagnosed with that, you don't got long. So
that's super sad. That's
very sad, and just a massive talent, and part of like the history. Of rock and roll. Something about the Cars that I would like to sort of mention is that do you remember the band 38 Special?
Oh, I love that band. That's one of my favorite bands. Okay, no.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Don Barnes.
Okay, I don't know their names.
I read
just
an interview
them.
With Don Barnes many years ago.
I only saw them twice.
And he said that they copped the Cars, I quote, chicka chicka guitar sound. that was it. Like they brought that to Southern rock.
Okay.
So the Cars are a kind of influence on 38 Special.
That's awesome.
Who'd have thunk it?
I didn't know.
Just a little bit of trivia there. I want to give a shout out to the folks that jumped on our Facebook this week. Because we always ask you guys what you think. And we're going to talk about some of these picks. We had Dave Brizard, Chuck Kustabarter, Mike Moscato, Jared Grease, Pat Phillips. What's up, Pat?
Oh, Jeff.
Jeff Lantry, Steve Rossini, Jason Pink. Hey, what's up, Jason? Frank Rodriguez. Oh, you're probably not even Hispanic. John.
Wow. You're not even.
John Fox, Patrick Norman from Rusted Root fame.
Also, Boystle Boys.
Boystles. Mark Kingan, Leonard Adam Hoffman. Lenny Hoffman. Lenny and I went to high school together. Lenny was on our basketball team. He was very good. Bill Thomas and Dave Klimo. Thank you guys for chiming in. We'll talk about some of your picks a little bit later on.
We ain't ruining my list.
Well, we don't want to ruin Lily's list because that would just be all kinds
of
problems. You thought Billy Altman was in trouble. Okay, so what's the what's next?
So now we're going to get into songs that everybody knows, but I did want to get those ones out first because they are at the bottom of my list because they're not as popular. But number 7 is going to be Shake It Up from the best year ever, 1981's, because that's when I was born, album Shake It Up. The song was written actually years earlier, though. They just hadn't included it on anything. But it became one of the band's most popular songs, peaking at number two on the charts. The song is about dance moves, hairstyles, and having fun. And I love dancing to that song, and I don't care what anybody says. But you do have to get me a little drunk, or it's not going to happen.
It also has another amazing guitar solo by Elliot Easton. Elliot Easton is... we've done shows in the past on underrated musicians, and Elliot's name always comes up on as far as underrated guitarist goes. Absolutely amazing. What a lot of people don't realize is that Cars are they've got this kind of new wave, and Rick sings with this sort of cynical kind of attitude. But Elliot Easton is a Berklee College of Music graduate. He's a serious,
he's a smart guy,
musician, playing with these wacky new waivers. Now, I do not know if this is true or not. I saw him interviewed, and from the look on his face, I couldn't tell if he was BSing or not. But he said this, that they were playing, and one of the early A&R guys from some record label was looking at them, and he said, well, the problem with the band is everybody's guitars are pointing in the same direction. You need the guitar player on the other side to face the other way. So he says that's why he plays left-handed.
Ah, interesting.
I find that being a guitar player myself and knowing a lot of lefty guitar players, and I have a hard time believing that that story's true. I kind of got the impression that it was something that he was saying to kind of be cute in the interview. If any of you people can confirm or deny that, I would love to... please let me know, because I would love to sort of explore that further. I remember watching
I would assume that's difficult to switch it off.
Yes. Either that or he's so freaking amazing. I've heard the same thing about Hendrix. I heard that Hendrix could pick up a right-handed guitar and just play. It didn't matter. So maybe he's just that freaking good. I don't know. But he is a dynamite musician, and that guitar solo on Shake It Up is one of my absolute favorites. So what do you got next?
My next one is Dangerous Type. It's actually, and I know people are going to probably be mad, but it's the only song I liked on Candy O. Sorry. It was their second album. The song was never released as a single, but is a fan favorite. The band Letters to Cleo did a good cover of it in the movie The Craft, which if you're a female like me, I'm sure you've seen The Craft.
If you're one of those vagina people.
If you're one of those vagina people. It's a good movie.
If you have a vagina tonight, could you please raise your hand? Thank you.
Anyway, yes. And I love that one because it makes me feel like, so, you know, in the movies when they're like slow motion walking in a group of girls, that's like in The Craft. Well, you probably haven't seen The Craft, but in The Craft, I feel like every time I hear that, I'm doing like a slow motion kind of walk as it's playing. Like I'm a badass and nobody can get in my way. Although I am a badass.
See, I feel that way about moving in stereo. So, yeah, The Craft. Candio, I lost my train of thought for a second. I want to talk a little bit about Candio. Something interesting. Their debut album, The Cars, was such a... Even though they didn't have... I think the highest charting song on that album might have been Just What I Needed or Best Friend's Girl. I'm not sure. But it was a powerhouse. It stayed on the charts for a really long time. So much so that Candio was done. It was in the can, ready to be released, but the record label was reluctant to release because their first album was still like really
going along
selling.
Strong.
It was going really, really strong. This was the era. This was the 70s, guys. This was the era of something called album rock. And that's when people were really interested in albums. And the Beatles started the album craze in the 60s, really, really established it with Sgt. Pepper's. And every band after that had to have an album. And that went on for a very, very long time. Yes, there were pop bands that released singles, but there was this sort of reverence given to bands that put out really solid albums where you had a whole thing where you could listen to multiple tracks of that same band and really enjoy it, as opposed to some of these artists that were kind of like they would throw a pop hit out there here and there that would maybe get on AM or something like that. So, but it was the first album was such a powerhouse that it delayed the release of the second album. And there's, you know, you could, you know, I mean, there's other albums that's similar to that, but it's not a super common thing. So again, a testimony to what a great band and what an important band the Cars really were. What do you got next?
One more thing about Candio. The album art is fantastic, done by the Playboy artist. I can't think of his name right now, but it's the only thing other than the song that I like about that album. Anyway, the next one is My Best Friend's Girl off of their debut album from 1978, released as the second single on the album. It peaked at number 35 in the U.S., and it's just a fun song. That's all I can say about it, really.
My Best Friend's Girl.
Yeah, that's all I got.
That's all you got?
That's all I got. Do you like that song? No.
I'm pulling in an Eddie Trunk where with a long pause.
Oh. Hi guys.
I think that yes, My Best Friend's Girl is a really cool song, very well structured, very interesting song, and as I mentioned earlier, another amazing guitar work from Elliot Easton. So just great finger picking stuff.
You know,
just
that
shows
song.
That he can do so much. Just an amazing musician. Fun, catchy song, and you know, it's a relatable idea. I'm sure there's a lot of people that were like, you know, damn, how'd you get that girl? I want that girl. Jesse's Girl, right?
Jesse's Girl, yes.
A few years later.
I love Jesse's Girl from 1981. My Best Friend's Girl was also a movie with, what's that comedian's name? Really hot one.
Andrew Dice Clay.
No, younger. Damn it. I'll think of it.
Dean.
Stupid movie, though.
What's his name?
No, it's a really smart ass
one. Not the guy who was in Waiting. What's his name?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
The guy, the cook.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Dane Cook. Dane Cook. The cook. Dean. Duh. Dane.
Yes. Dean, Dane. He was in. Although that was a dumb movie, but I thought it maybe was like going to be about that. It sure wasn't.
So we did. We just mentioned Shake It Up, Dangerous Type, My Best. Do one more.
My next one on my list, number four, Good Times Roll, 1978 debut album. First track on the album, released as the third single. It was popular in the media. It actually was featured on soundtracks for Wonderland, Just Like Heaven, Everybody Wants Some, the season 4 finale of Rescue Me, an episode of Freaks and Geeks. It was used in the film Jawbreaker, which is one of my favorite movies. I Love You, Man, which is another one of my favorite movies.
I Love You, Man!
And a commercial for Capital One. So that was a pretty popular song.
Do you know, though, that the song is actually a cynical tune about the fact that the good times really aren't the good times?
I think
it's
I read
about
that.
About ungood times is the phrase that Rick Ocasek used when he described the song, but people don't. No.
People don't listen
people
to that
just
stuff.
Go
they
like,
just go with it because
yeah,
it's a fun song.
Roll, you know?
Also,
but that is why the song has this kind of hypnotic, droning, psychedelic kind of vibe, and not like a. It's not a super. It's not an upbeat tune like "Shake It Up." You know, it has a totally different kind of.
Darker, but it makes
kind
me
of vibe.
Go like this, so it's fine. Anyway, Chuck E. Cheese actually parodied it. I can't even say
parodied.
It. They did a parody of the song. Called
English. Screw that.
Yeah,
crap.
Fuck that shit. Called Roll the Pizza Dough, and they
roll
used
the
it to the
pizza dough,
and they used it too to that. And I just remember that because my ex husband used to work at Chuck E. Cheese. So
nice.
Yeah, good shit.
I'm gonna get a job at Chuck E. Cheese.
No, tomorrow. You don't want to. You'll kill yourself. All those children around.
Chuck E. Cheese. They only allow you to have two beers.
I know, right? That makes me so mad.
You need a lot more. You need shots if you're going
to
deal with them.
If you have to deal with all those children,
they should be pumping like marijuana through the.
But I'm going to tell you what, I can house some of them pizzas. Oh my god, they have some of the best pizza.
From what
ever.
I recall, I thought the pizza was okay. Yeah, it was pretty good.
God,
yeah.
Oh god, so good.
Isn't that terrible? Who's watching? And then we're going to play a song when we come back. Or do you want to play a song and say who's watching?
We can say who's watching right now.
We'll say who's watching.
I can run through it. Billy Altman has had 100,000 comments.
Oh, Billy Altman, we love you.
Go to bed, Billy. Chris Thunderwolf Dodson, Chris Blevins, Paul Norton, Roxy Fillinger, John Scanlon, Tracy Sampson, Bill Damiano, Billy Altman, Jim Esch, Chris Jamrock. Why do I know that name? I probably know you and I can't think of it. Roxy Fillinger, did I say that already? Probably. Bill Noble, Lisa Ashland, Gina George, Mark Canham, Tuck Shepherd. I love this song in the background, by the way. Kaylee Levy, Tuck Shepherd, Robert Garrett, Ronald Thompson said...
Ronald!
Moving in Stereo is awesome. No,
love the song.
Mark Conley.
I worship that song.
Shut up. Diego Asylum's watching. He's one of our Rock Rage boys.
Boys.
Boys. James Gentry, another one. Dave Riggins. Gigi's watching.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Gigi.
Richard C. Boyer. Nancy Wolfs & Co. Diana Swens.
No, Chris Thunderwolf Dodson.
Yeah, I said him already. Okay, wait, the beginning. Diana Swens actually asked what the subject was. We're doing the top 10 car songs
and
in honor
sort
of
Rick. Giving a salute to the cars in general, right. Yeah.
Princess Rivera and Redson Webster are our watchers. This
Webster!
Oh,
Emmanuel, what's his name? It was the kid who
played. Oh, I don't Webster. Remember his last name, but I know you mean the little.
The little shit.
Wow. And there it
that
is.
That little shit.
And there
that
it is.
Kid.
And then boom goes the dynamite. I can't even handle you tonight.
We're going to have a big party afterwards. You want to go to lulombardyrocks.com.
It's going to be a good night,
if
I can tell.
You think this is like, we do see that. This is Transcendence from Pittsburgh on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Calling, screaming through the back of my mind. It better serve in the finest fashion. Holding on, no one gets out alive. Calling dreams, played by nightmares. Promises shattered like glass. Stand tall, stay strong, but no matter what, I can't forget the past. I can't forget the past. I will fight, and I will bleed. This will never be the death of me. Chop them down, drop them like bombs down. You can try to put the fire out. Mark us down, I will never surrender. No, I'll never back down. Chop them down, drop them like bombs down. You can try to put the fire out. Mark us down, I will never surrender. No, I'll never back. That is dying. Your aspirations fall upon deaf ears. Life is mine, and I will hold on to everything that drives me. There is no fear. I'm on a ride. I am a man whose life. This whip will wound, but leave no scars. Take these shackles and bound them to yourself. Run to the water like the witch that you are. Like the witch that you are. Jump them down, jump them like bombs down. You can try to put the fire.
Transcendence, everybody. If you want to transcend, you can go to transcendence412.bandcamp.com and check them out. Nat, we opened the show with American Bombshell, AmericanBombshell.net. And then the band with the greatest name in the history of the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, Bad Marriage. And that's badmarriagemusic.com.
You're playing favorites.
Of course, it's the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Oh, speak of the devil, and he appears. Eric says hi.
Eric! Eric the Viking, everybody. Eric! Eric Idle from Monty Python.
He's not, it's not Eric Idle. That'd be kind of freaking awesome, but it's not him. This Eric has way better hair.
Had a great time this week, past two weekends, with my buddy Eric, who I haven't seen in 30 years. And we sort of picked up right where we left off.
Right where you left off.
Except with alcohol.
Oh, please.
We didn't do alcohol.
You didn't do it.
No, we were in eighth grade. So, yeah, it's been good times. These are the good times.
Anyway.
Anywho's, it's so, we're talking about them cars. So what do you got? We got a few more left on Lily's list, so let's go ahead and wrap that up.
All right. The next one I have, which is number three on my list, is Magic from the fifth studio album, Heartbeat City, released in 1984. It was released as a single and reached number 12 on the charts. I think Truly makes me drunker than White Claw. Holy crap, I can't even talk. Anyway, it's just a super fun song, and it's definitely in my top three, obviously.
Magic. Was a huge, like, ginormous hit. You couldn't go anywhere that song. What year was it released?
80, or I lied. No, I didn't lie. 84. That's 84. What I was going to say.
Okay. So, just you couldn't go anywhere that year without hearing Magic. And I believe Drive is on the same album.
Yes.
Also, what is very interesting about that album is the drum sound is just absolutely huge. This is the sort of like pinnacle of that, what they call gated reverb snare drum sound. And these guys mastered. Hold on, excuse me here. We have to stop this shenanigans. Sorry. And on the song Magic, the interplay between the bass guitar and the drum set is just off the freaking hook. It's unlike anything else out there ever. It's just totally amazing. And I was talking earlier about the Cars being one of those bands where I have so many great memories associated. And again, this is my buddy Steve, and he and I were driving around in his truck, and we were just floored. And I just remember cranking, that song would come on the radio, we just would crank that all the way up and shook the inside of this little S10 pickup truck with that bass, and that drum is just sick. What's interesting is none of you guys on our Facebook posts picked that song.
I can't believe it.
Nobody,
I was surprised.
Nobody picked Magic. And there's tons of them, and a bunch of the ones that you don't have on yours, but nobody picked that song, Magic.
I don't know why. It was such a good song.
I think this song is absolutely amazing as a song. It was a ginormous hit, and the way they did that thing with the bass and the drums is just, it's just killer. It's so grooving, so in the pocket, and It's the kind of thing that you wish bands would do more often. Not quite the way like something like Honky Tonk Woman, you know, has that sort of stop time kind of feel to
That's my favorite Stone song.
Yeah, this has almost that kind of vibe to it, the way the bass and the bass guitar and the drums interact, specifically during the verses. Magic, it is magic. Well, like, this song is appropriately named. Because it blew my mind when I heard that. If you haven't listened to it in a while, or if you're one of those people who follow us on Facebook and you forgot to mention that one, go back and listen to it. I think you'd be pleasantly surprised. Yeah, give it a chance. What do you got next?
Number two is Just What I Needed. 1978 debut single from the band, was in the top 30 in the U.S. It's the most successful song on the debut album, obviously, for reasons that everyone knows.
Sung by Benjamin Orr.
Sung by Benjamin Orr. Actually, my number one is also sung by Benjamin Orr, but that's fine.
It's a great song. This was the first guitar solo that I ever picked up, like learned from listening to a record, was the solo to Just What I Needed by The Cars, again, Elliot Easton. And I kind of always looked back on that and went like, you know what? Yeah, I was in pretty good hands. Because if that's the first solo you learn, you're learning the right stuff. That solo is insanely melodic. He plays some cool licks as well, and he really nails the chord changes. He really does a lot of, and if you're a guitar player, you know what I'm talking about. One of the coolest things you can do as a soloist is to make sure that you give a little nod to the chord changes as you're going through, and it can really take what you're doing to a whole other level. A lot of rock guitarists at that time, Jimmy Page, guys like that, just kind of played licks. Eddie Van Halen just kind of plays, you know, kind of plays a solo. You know, if I reference the chords, cool. If I don't, cool. But one of the things that Elliot Easton is very good at is referencing the chords. This is something you get when you study at university. Because this is one of the things that I learned from, not so much at university, but studying with a really awesome jazz guitar teacher. So when you go to a place like Berklee and you're studying jazz, one of the things that's very, very important is to reference those chords in your solos. And Just What I Needed, the solo does that brilliantly without sacrificing anything. It's insanely melodic. It's one of those it is one of those solos that, like, if you cover the song in your band, you got to play that solo. You can't just play some BS.
Bullshit,
like,
you can't just
improvise that. The audience knows that solo. That is just a testimony to what a great band The Cars were. Each and every individual of that band, Rick Ocasek, Ben Orr, Elliot Easton, and so on. Everything they did, everybody's part was integral. Integral. Is that the word I want?
Integral.
Integral to the success of the song. And Just What I Needed is a great. So what do you got? Big drum roll.
As we know, I'm sure you've already guessed what my number one is. It's Drive. Most favorite song by them ever off of Heartbeat City. Released as the third single and the biggest international hit. Actually sung by Orr, as we said earlier.
That has an amazing snare drum sound. It sounds like somebody getting punched in the face in a movie.
Produced by Mutt Lange. Peaked at number.
Well, okay.
And there it is.
Well, there it is. That's why it has. I didn't know. It has a Def Leppard drum sound.
Yep. Peaked at number three on the charts, associated with 1985 Live Aid performed by Orr during the Philadelphia event. The music video was directed by Timothy Hutton. Didn't know that till I read about it. And starred Paulina Poroskova, which was Rick Ocasek's wife at the time. Or, you know, he met her there and then they got married. But yeah, that song. I'm telling you what, I love, love, love that song. I love the covers of that song. It's just a great song, and I would just love to make love to that song. I know that sounds gross. But.
It is a make-out song.
Definitely is.
And yes, I made out to that song when that song was popular.
I never did that.
To my girlfriend, Kathy Martz, at the
Ooh,
time.
Ooh, there it is. He's just going to go out with it.
To that song. Kathy, sadly, has passed away.
Oh.
So when you get old like me, you have girlfriends that are dead.
I don't have any ex-boyfriends that are dead yet.
Oh, you give it some time, honey.
Though that's a hint.
I don't know why I'm laughing.
Boyfriend's actually watching, I'd like to make out to that song. Just saying. He's not watching. He's driving.
Drive you home.
He's driving actually home right now from seeing Three from Hell. So.
Ooh.
Yeah. He said it was good.
Haunt was the movie I was telling you about at our little, we were having a little soiree out on my front deck this weekend with my good friend Eric Anthony, and it's not on Amazon, but it is on Redbox.
Okay.
On the Redbox
app.
Yeah,
I could go just get that real
and
quick.
Of course, I put my card in and everything, and they're like, oh, you have to come back later. We're having problems. I'm like,
asshole.
So anyway, so I have to go. But I heard Haunt is very good as well. Three from Hell is the third in the series of the House of a Thousand Corpses and Devil's Rejects and that whole thing.
He said it was really good. Unfortunately for him, it was spoiled earlier because some jerk had to put like a part
that
in it on Facebook. So he accidentally read it and now was mad. But he loved the movie. So I will not get to see it until it comes out on DVD because unfortunately tomorrow night is the last night it's showing in theaters. And I won't have time to go. So,
well, I've been trying for the past couple of weeks to get to It Chapter 2. I have not seen it.
3 hours long, though, dude.
I know. I was going to go before I came down to meet Eric on Saturday, but I'm like, man, do I want to give up 3 hours of my Saturday you know, to go see this movie? So
maybe I'll
do it tonight after the podcast. I'm just kidding. So the Cars, guys. Rick Ocasek, Ben Orr, just a dynamite band. All good things, guys, come to an end. They just do. There's just, you know, I know, and I think we're spoiled because the Stones are still going. But eventually, guys, the Stones, Ozzy, all of them are going to, that's going to be over. And we're just going to have to get on with newer bands. It's just, I'm sorry.
We just have to
You're
do
just going to have to, you know, we're going to have to find a way to pick up the pieces. There will never be another band like the Cars. That, you know, this is history of these bands that are just so important and so different and so unique, like Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, the Cars, Cheap Trick.
Oh my
we
God,
should
yeah.
do a show on Cheap Trick.
I love
at some
Cheap
point.
Trick.
An
In
amazing,
love with them.
A really amazing band that was kind of around at the same time as the Cars. You know, and Cheap Trick is still playing.
I just saw them.
Yeah.
They just played with ZZ Top, actually, too.
There's a great Alive at Daryl's House with Cheap Trick as well. So if you you guys should check that out. It's a lot of fun. But, you know, these bands, all of us have an expiration date. You know, that's just the truth of it. So, you know, that's what not Lily V6, though. Lily V6 is going to live forever. But that's, you know, and so the best we can do is just be grateful for what we got. And, like, if you go back and look, as I was telling you guys earlier, I found this website. I've referenced this website several times on the show. The top tens.com.
Yeah.
Just what I needed. Drive, You Might Think, Moving in Stereo, Magic, My Best Friend's Girl, Let's Go, Shake It Up, Good Times Roll, You're All I've Got Tonight. When I heard the song, I thought it was You Are Like God Tonight. Since I Held You, Dangerous Type, We didn't mention Bye Bye Love.
Well, it didn't make my list.
Since You're Gone, Tonight She Comes. I Know Tonight She Comes. Great song. Hello Again. Hello Again. It's All I Can Do. Candio, Heartbeat City, Touch and Go. I mean, there are... Why can't
they
I
have a lot it? Of good songs.
I mean, it's just like one after another song that they have out there that are just absolutely killer. Do yourself a favor this week. Sit down, go to Spotify, and just put on a Cars playlist and totally freaking enjoy yourself. You can't go wrong. They're all
You'll
great
find
tunes.
At least 10 songs you like.
It's impossible to narrow it down on a podcast with something like this. Dave Brizard mentioned many of those right there. He also mentioned Cruiser.
You know what? I like that song. I don't love that song.
Mike Moscato also threw in Let's Go and Moving in Stereo. That would be my probably personal favorite Cars song is Moving in Stereo. I'm just seeing if there's... Jeff Lantry did mention Dangerous Type as well as Lily. Touch and Go. Jason Pinkney threw in a little Touch and Go as well.
I know he likes that song. I know he does.
John Fox actually mentioned the song Candio.
I don't like that song.
It's a different... It's quirky.
It doesn't surprise me because he does like a lot of different things.
It's more of their really... It's one of their really, like, really new wave kind of sounding songs. All Mixed Up. The Leonard, Adam Hoffman, Lenny Hoffman. Forgot about All Mixed Up. Lenny and I went to high school together. And we would come in the mornings after the buses would drop us off, would all sit around talking about the songs we heard last night and that morning on WDVE, which is the big rock station in Pittsburgh. Bill Thomas, You're All I've Got Tonight, Just What I Need to Go, great songs. Dave Clemo, You're All I've Got Tonight, Touch and Go, all mixed up. Anyways, guys, we really appreciate your chiming in there with all this stuff. All you guys that watched live with us tonight, we're jumping over to the Inner Circle here for the after party right now. So check that out at LouLombardiRocks.com. Our website is LoudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Throw us a bone by going to Patreon, patreon.com/LouLombardi. Guys, thank you so much. And tune in next week where we are going to be talking about the nicest. This is a little different for us.
We don't usually go wholesome.
We're going to do a show. Next week's topic is the nicest guys and gals in rock and roll.
Could probably put Rick
and
on there.
And there are people on there that just like are really just swell human beings. And you're going to love them. And we're going to talk about that next week, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks to the bands for putting out great music for us. American Bombshell, Bad Marriage, Transcendence. This is my latest single. I've got a new one. I've got some new ones coming soon, I promise. Where Have All the Acid Queens Gone by Lou Lombardi. Talk to you guys soon. Have a great week. Catch you on the next Loudini Rock and Roll Circus.